From StormCon, North Charleston, South Carolina, you're listening to Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live.
This is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live, StormCon 2014, with your host Chris Brown, and Brian's running the computer like always.
It's day three, help me!
We actually did settle down and with Walt last night, and we decided on Team Mortal, and everything, and it seemed like a great plan.
I still like it.
Yeah, his wife kind of didn't remember. Yeah, he almost ended up sleeping with us because of that.
I'll have a talk with Michelle, see if we can revise that one. What's the intern?
But we'll work on it.
Intern's road. Justin Rowe or Crispy, he's not here. So what we're using in the immediate future?
Ah, God. That's a good question. God. Let's do something War Machine related. So we're going to be Team Magnus, just kind of be
okay.
Fun. Okay. We'll see if that works. And right now I'm being joined by the resident PG of the area, Evan. Evan, please say hi.
What's going on, guys?
Newtown.
Newtown.
And we're just trying to get some thoughts on how you think StormCon's going. So
I put you through the ringer for 2 days now. You volunteered for a third day.
We're tired.
AJ bomb dropped on us. I think I scared AJ or something.
Probably.
It's all right. It's all right. I think we'll survive.
Most definitely.
Considering we got one more tournament today, we got the 35-point Rulik Roulette. Hopefully we get a decent turnout for that. I think that's going to be a little fun tournament. Everybody will enjoy themselves. So, Evan, day three, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Rulik Roulette's on my mind. I think that's going to be super exciting. I might have to steal it and start running some Rulik Roulette events down here. I've been having a blast. The last 2 days have been fantastic. I've been judging the days. I've been here since open to close. Helping with setup, and it's been a blast. I finally got to sit down last night and play some, and all I can say is P. Balder and an Argus randomly generated casters and beasts in our Highlander game last night was amazing. It was hysterical. So
yeah, that's great to hear. I mean, the whole randomizing thing just seems so odd.
Yeah, it added a lot.
It did add a lot of like interesting aspects to the game.
Did Chris kill you?
Bill killed me.
Bill killed you. You killed Bill.
I killed Mo. Yeah, did I kill Bill? Oh, I killed Bill.
Kill Bill.
Bill. Yes, I did.
Kill Bill.
I did kill Line Bill.
Three.
E. Haley.
No, because I killed Dave Gildea first, I think.
I don't remember.
No, because he's playing. Because he's playing Moshar. And I killed him because Moshar was like, going to sit there as a reckoner and decides to take that big stick of his and said, "Bend over, old man." And of course, Bill with Zal thinking he's going to be all like, "All right, I got this." As I tried to take my reckoner to take down Bronzeback Titan, whatever, I don't know how it's pronounced.
It's that Scorn faction.
It's Scorn faction. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, I got this. I hit, do some heavy damage, miss, hit, heavy damage, miss. I'm thinking, well, there goes my Reckoner. Turn around, he's like, all right, Bronzeback, full focus, we got this. Hit, two damage, hit, two damage, hit, two damage, hit, two damage, hit, two damage. I was like, and I look at my stats and go, well, that's going to be one dead Titan. So, and actually, even then, the Harbinger actually had to show up and actually cataclysm the actual Titan to get rid of it. So, but hey, but no, I think we're all right. So, what are your expectations for today?
My expectations is I'd like to see a decent turnout for the roulette tournament. I'd like to get some more of the Privateer Press games in as well.
Sounds good, because I've been trying to do it all weekend long, trying to get as much as I could in. Actually, quite a few people actually did demo beyond the typical players for you know, War Machine Hordes. People are very interested in a lot of those budget games, especially Zombies Keep Out. That seems to be one of the big ones. People like that aspect of being able to, of a game that potentially is take a shot. Every time we get bit or something like that, people have been speculating that for a while. Not just the War Machine guys, but even the people outside of it.
It's definitely a drinking game, for sure, hands down.
See, I established the fact they call them zombies, but they're not really zombies. They're just all Water Walker goblins, and they want to get in and get dry, but you got these five buttholes kicking them out.
Hey man, we don't want all that many drunk people in one space. Bad things happen.
They are spilling out of a pool, so yeah. It's very possible that there's alcohol in that pool.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. So, any other comments you want to make, Evan?
I just hope we have a pretty decent turnout today. I hope some of the Charleston guys show up. This is going to be a fun tournament. Today's going to be a fun winding down day to a great weekend. I got to meet a lot of cool people, got to hang out with a lot of cool people. And I'm excited for next year.
All right. Brian, anything?
Day 3, I'm still awake. And, Walt didn't get me drunk.
Yes, I'm still fighting this, you know, bit of a headache. Thank you for the Advil there, Brian. But all I know is last night I heard the words, "Hey, man, want me to get you a beer?" And my answer really probably should have been no. But I went the first beer. I thought, okay, cool. And next thing I know, he brings another beer. I'm thinking,
free alcohol. All right, now,
I would like
stop.
To point out that when we brought up the little rivalry between you and Pete, you did say, "I'll need another beer for this." And he hopped up to go get it.
Yes, I know he did.
And then it was over.
Well, it was one of those things where, like, talking to Pete, you know, as young as he is, it's worth it. You need a drink. That kid is, well. For,
as much crap as the Augusta crew gives him, he is turning out to be a very good player.
He is.
And it's great to have the meta that can really support his growth.
So, with that, I'm Chris Brown. You heard.
I'm Evan, the local PG here in Charleston.
I'm Brian.
And we are out for now. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, I've already messed up this introduction. Welcome to Rage Quit Radio StormCon 2014 with your host, Chris Brown. My partner in crime is busy kind of running around during the con at the moment, so I'm just going to kind of wing it here. Actually, I have a special guest that we mentioned last night, Coleman Richards. He has been interested in War Machine and Hordes for a little while. You have a Signar Army, I believe?
Signar,
and I brought him here to actually promote his own game he has made, and from what I saw, it actually looks really good. It's called Galactic Domination. And, you know what, Coleman, how about you introduce yourself and explain what Galactic Domination really is?
Sure, right. Well, I'm Coleman Richards. A couple years ago, I got an idea to design my own sci-fi board game. It's centered around building up an army and going to attack and kill your opponents in the game. The game is pretty unique because you try and collect resources towards the beginning of the game and build up a good, strong economy, and that will fuel your army later on in the game that you use to conquer your opponents.
From what I saw, I mean, it looks really good. I mean, very tactical because trying to figure out, okay, save my resources now to buy one of the big old spaceships or tanks type deal. Or do I put out, you know, a bunch of troops, you
exactly.
know, early on?
Yeah, there's different paths you can take throughout the game.
And it's really quite interesting. And to my right, I have, I always forget your last name.
Langhans.
Walt Langhans from Impotent Mortal. And last night he did say he wanted to get a little one-on-one time with Coleman Richards. So I'm going to turn the mic to him and let them kind of have a little one-on-one. So, Walt, take it over.
Will do. One of the things, you know, with it being radio, obviously you can't see us. And here's what really makes this interesting with Coleman. Coleman, how old are you?
17.
17. 17 out there and designing your own game. You've gone through the design process. And now you're following up even with coming out and playtesting. So, what made you decide to even do your own game?
Well, I've always been interested in gaming. I got into Magic the Gathering really early on. Settlers of Catan has always been a family favorite. And I've also played a lot of computer video games. StarCraft II was another big favorite. And so I sort of wanted to bring those ideas to my own, create my own board game that sort of reinforced my favorite parts from all the different games I've been playing. And I love Legos too. So
who doesn't?
Exactly.
Thank you.
So I got together, just some basic Star Wars Lego pieces and created a couple armies and started creating some rules so they could interact.
So what have you learned from your playtesting so far?
Well, the first thing I learned was that the two factions were really unbalanced. One faction was a lot stronger than the other faction, and so sort of my first big challenge was evening out the two races that you can play. And also, when you go through playtesting, you realize, what parts of the game are kind of boring and not that fun, and what parts are. For instance, when I first created the game, the beginning of the game was very slow. I had originally put the resource nodes too far from the starting positions, so players were unable to get their economy started when they needed to. So the armies weren't big enough when they needed to be big. So, it's through pace testing, you just kind of, work out the kinks in your game and figure out, what you need to change.
So are you there yet? You still think you need some more play testing?
I definitely need some more play testing. I think I've got the factions balanced out pretty well, but I kind of at this point want to make some more. And I need to sort of add more equipment to the game. Players are sort of running out of ideas later on towards the end game and exhausting, their resources. So, I'm not quite there, but I'm almost there. So I kind of know what I have to do.
Okay. So what's the end goal here? Is this just something you're going to keep for yourself and play with yourself? Or do you want to see this sitting on the shelf in a store one day?
Nah, I mean, I have daydreams about it being on a store shelf. But at this point, I'm just trying to get the game finished. It's, I sort of merged it into a school project. Mm-hmm. The senior thesis, which is a big thing my high school does. So it's sort of like comboing as a school project and like my own personal enterprise. So
excellent.
I'm not sure where it will go. Hopefully store shelves. If not, that's okay too.
I would like to see that push from you, actually. So young, trying to aspire to do something big. I say go for it. You never know until you truly, truly try.
Absolutely. And even if you mess it up and if it doesn't work, you can still, the experience that you get from making mistakes, is almost as, probably more valuable than when you do something right. Because now you do something right, you don't necessarily learn for it. Maybe you got lucky, maybe you didn't. You do something wrong, you learn what not to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So, any other advice you want to give, Coleman? Maybe some business tips?
Yeah, definitely. If you decide that you're going to, go forward with this and market it and want to actually turn this into a business, it goes back to the mistake things. There's, two ways to learn, from somebody else's mistakes or from your own mistakes. And the problem with doing it for a business is those mistakes can be actually cost you money. So definitely, if you get a chance, I'll be more than willing to help, however I can, give you some advice. But
Thank you.
To other game designers, see how they did it, how they got their games out there, how they were able to market, what mistakes they made, try to definitely learn from them so you don't have to repeat them.
I got it. If you want to keep in touch, you can probably get Walt on Facebook and whatnot, and y'all can actually communicate. Walt is on my page that you friended the other night, so you can probably find him.
Okay.
Also, look up Rage Quit Radio, and you'll find all sorts of different advice from different things that we talk about. We do talk about other things besides tactics and stuff, and how to make yourself known at a con and other stuff. We'll get to stuff like that over time.
No,
so,
I'll definitely go through the podcast.
Yes, because in the future, Brian and Mike are supposed to do kind of like a PG thing, where they'll talk about setting up stuff, setting up tournaments, and setting up like gaming events, getting in touch with convention stuff. So that'd probably be a good one for you to kind of venture out to be able to do this again, especially when the game is really full blown, ready to go.
Exactly.
So
looking forward to it.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Do you have any final words?
Any, you know?
Play your game?
Nah. Yeah, play Galactic Domination.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Rage Quit Radio for now. We'll be back to you soon.
This is Brian Cape with Rage Quit Radio, almost live. I am sad to report we had some unfortunate accident. The penguin is not going to make it.
Whoa, you are not leaving me like you did last time in Columbia. No, that is not happening.
You didn't place first. You know the rules.
Look, I got a second place coin in my hand right here. For you in Radioland, second place. Rage Quit Radio, the regular crew. Yes, I represented you and got second place in the tournament. You should be proud.
All right.
Anyways, besides, your introduction sucked. Hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rage Kit Radio, almost live.
Rage Kit?
I don't care. At this point, day three, we were like, oh, God, sir, you might want to sit on this side where the mic's at. Otherwise, we're not going to hear a thing you're going to say.
You can hear me.
get over here. Anyways, but no, Rage Kit Radio... I said the same thing again, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You said crit this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, almost live, StormCon 2014, closing moments after day three.
And yes, we are still alive.
We do the best we can. Obviously, we are tired, anguished, but we all had a great time. Brian Cape and I ran, I guess, you know, a great weekend for all the War Machine Horse players, you know, and... I'm just glad we all had a great time. We all got some gifts. We all saw some prizes given away. We all had some fun. And right now I'm also being joined by the organizers of StormCon themselves, Shane and Barry. Would you guys like to say hi?
Hey, guys.
Hello, world.
And so what's your final thoughts on closing, the actual closing of StormCon 2014?
Hallelujah.
Long road finally seemed done.
A long road finally ended, for this year at least.
Yeah.
So, I mean, overall, I understand you were thinking, oh my gosh, we grew, and oh my gosh, we might grow again, you know. But is this something that you're truly expecting, you know, I mean, that you were truly expecting, or are you trying to maybe?
Yeah, we were expecting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we totally expected it. We go in every time with hopes of... Well, Barry goes in with hopes of a conservative growth, and I go in with the hopes of high expectations. So
yes.
It's great that we kind of beat usually right there in the middle, and it's a happy place to be every time.
Yep. So we've met in the middle again, and we're happy with where we are right now.
Oh, that's great and everything. Actually, if you don't mind, can we kind of scoot you up just a little bit? Mike's kind of a little weak on you.
We'll get in hugging distance.
Hugging distance, yep. Yep. All right, and just so you're clear, we didn't have a chance to get with the finals for the Rulik Roulette. So I'm just going to be brief about it before we actually truly finish up with our closing segment. We had six people, correct, Brian?
That is correct.
Okay, so, which I know it's not full steamroller, you know, eight people, but hey, we actually had people show up to actually want to play Rulik Roulette.
And now, for the record, Sundays aren't traditionally a... drop-off day, so I'm very happy we had six. I've had a convention where we only had three people, and I had to bribe somebody to play as the fourth.
That's true. That is true.
It was a good-looking game. I can only see it go down next year. Hopefully, I can play next year.
Yeah. So being the second-place winner of that tournament, I'll just say this. I've been deemed the dick of the tournament. I did get paired up. So beating Dave Gadilla, you know, fair and square. I feel proud of myself. I feel worthy of this second place medal. I feel that Rage Quit Radio should be happy that somebody under their colors actually plays in a tournament.
Rumor has it that the North Carolina crew was looking to get out of here pretty quick.
Yeah, calm down now. I think Dave had a shot. You know, he took his opportunity. You know, I'm not even going to lie anymore. Look, folks. All that I literally got stomped all the way to the end. I mean, we're talking Damiano taking blood trackers from Circle, giving them Deadeye and Death March. I had nothing I could do. And under feet, being able to throw spears at Pal 14 Weapon Masters? No. Nothing survived. All my jacks died. I think I had Kyle left by the time I was said and done. and I couldn't even kill Damiano when he actually turned his casters back to me. I couldn't even do that. My dice said no. But I had another chance and got the win. So, be proud. I actually pulled out the win. So, enough of that. Gentlemen, are there any closing remarks for, I mean, true closing remarks for your guys' call?
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. I'd like to thank you guys for Rage Quit Radio.
Thank you.
Brian, all the guys, you know, we hope to see y'all next year, and we're going to keep growing, and I want to see all the guys out here chucking dice and moving lead. That's what I need.
Yeah, I mean, I like, straight up, I told you earlier, Brian, I want to thank you, because the one thing that you guys bring with your professionalism is you come in, you free us up to focus on other portions of the con, you're professional, you set stuff up, and you run a damn good mini convention within our convention and make us look better just by bringing what you bring to the table with us. And we truly, truly appreciate it from the bottom of our heart.
I'm glad I was able to come and do this. It was a lot of fun. This is what I enjoy doing the most. Everybody's like, why don't you play games? Well, I like to see other people playing games, and I like making that happen.
Same here.
So, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you guys next year.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, that was Brian Cape. I'm Chris Brown. We got Barry. We got Shane. Thank you. This was Rage Quit Radio, 2014 StormCon. We are out.
You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQR podcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic at ragequitradio.podomatic.com, or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.